Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at places that you can go to be able to find new partners. See, finding partners is extremely important. It's the lifeline of you being able to leverage into new networks and not have to do everything yourself. You've got referral partners, but you've also then got cross-promotion partners and distribution partners. So distribution partners are people who put out your content, are people who expose you into new networks, are people to help be walking billboards for you. So we need to be able to find these distribution partners and these content partners, these cross-promotion partners, so that we can get into new networks, so we can have other people filling our sales funnels for us. Now, these people don't just come along. They're probably not even aware who you are, let alone that they actually want to be doing or need to be doing cross promotions themselves. So you have to take the initiative on this. Just by sending a handful of messages, 3-4 messages a day, build the momentum over a week, over a month, over a quarter, and you'll be amazed how much more exposure your business is getting to new networks that didn't even know you existed all of a couple of months ago. So the internet has allowed us to pretty much reach anyone at any time immediately. It is a tool that when you think back into even the 90s, the people who were building businesses, they didn't have the range of things that we've got right now. But we've got to be utilizing them. We've got to take advantage of being able to speak to just about anyone in any country instantly. So you've got people who need to partner. You've got people who have just written a book, who have just started a podcast or a blog video, have just started TV shows. They need exposure too. So the people who you're partnering with, it's not as if they're doing you a huge favor, because they're in the same boat. It's just whether they realize it or not. So people are always wanting to partner with other people. Okay, it was just the other week where I sent some things off to some pretty big internet marketing people over in the US and instantly got responses back. Okay, because everyone is looking to be able to partner because they appreciate and understand that it is the power and the way to be able to reduce your marketing costs. It is the power to be able to get into new networks instantly with credibility, because unlike email lists where you might email out after getting an email list, well, you've got no credibility going into that inbox. Where here, you have someone email something out on your behalf, you go into that inbox with huge credibility because you're already on the back of the person who they know, like, and trust. Okay, so people want to partner. That's the first thing that you've got to clear in your own mind as a blockage, because most people don't go and ask people to partner because, oh, why would they want to partner with me? They're just going to say no. Well, no, not the case. I'm always looking for people to be able to partner with. I'm surprised at how few people actually ask, even when I get up and do trainings and I make it clear. If you've got a business-to-business type of product or service, talk to us. Yet very few people do. So where are you going to go and find these people to be able to partner with? Well, to me, there are right now 5 key areas that you can go and partner with them. The first one is iTunes. So going on to iTunes, in particular, either the podcast section or the book section, audio book section, and have a look at who is doing things within your niche. Have a look at who's selling things to the same sort of people that you're selling to. Have a look at who's doing things in the sorts of industries that you want to be able to partner up in. So going on there and looking at the different podcasts, looking at the different audio books, are the things that we do. Who's just put something out? They'd love more exposure. So there's a great opportunity for you to be able to do things with that particular person. So the key with all of these is having a clear understanding of the types of people who you can partner with. That just comes down to who is selling to your types of people. Who are the people who are also selling to your types of people? So iTunes is the first one. Amazon is the next one. Who's just written a book? Who's just written an ebook? Who are the people who right now are getting lots and lots of views, lots and lots of reviews? Because they're people who, again, who want more exposure. They'd love to be able to partner with people to be able to get their book or ebook distributed even more. They're also needing distribution partners. Okay, so pop onto Amazon and do some searching around who is also selling in your niche. Now, if you've got a product, Amazon's also fantastic to see who else is actually selling similar sort of products or products to the sorts of people that you want to sell to. These days, Amazon just sells everything. Okay, so you can not only just go on if you're an information expert, you can go on to see who's actually selling hard products, things off Amazon and see how you can partner with them. There's a great little site called Blog Talk Radio. So if you just go Blog Talk Radio, and it allows people to have their own online radio show. I remember when we started off the marketing agency, we had our own online radio show there for about 2 years and built up a great listener base and talked about all things marketing. So again, there's some shows there that get tens of thousands of listeners every single time that they produce a show. They've got a great audience and a great following. So go over to Blog Talk Radio and see the sorts of shows that are on there and go, well, great, who can I partner with from those sorts of shows? Social media. Every major platform, and I'm going to go major platform, LinkedIn, Google+, Facebook, those three all have the opportunity for you to be able to go and find groups. Who are the admins of the groups? They're the sorts of people that you want to be talking to, so that way then they can share you into their whole group. So recently, we managed to be able to get to an admin which has 72,000 businesses within their group. And right now, we're just going through and talking about how do we add value to each other. So if we can talk to all 72,000 people in that group, that's a great win. Because if I was just to go and post in that group itself, probably maybe 1,000 people might see it out of the 72,000. But when the admin posts into the group, everybody sees it. So that's why you don't want to just post in groups. That's why you want to be able to try to do things with admins and get them to be able to edify you into the group. You get instant credibility on the back of their credibility, as well as being able to get seen by a lot more people. ClickBank is another one. ClickBank is a site where people are selling information products. So again, they're wanting exposure. They've put their stuff up there because they're in business of being able to sell their product. So go on a ClickBank and go, well, who else is selling things to the same sorts of people that I want to sell to? And then find ways of being able to get to them and be able to talk to them. So if you think between iTunes, Amazon, Blog Talk Radio, ClickBank, LinkedIn groups, Facebook groups, Google+ groups, there's seven sources right there for you to be able to go and start building relationships to be able to partner with people. The worst thing that happens is that someone says no. Big deal. I reckon I've probably had close to 4,000 or 5,000 no's. But then we've also had close to about 5,000 yeses. The no's don't matter. All that matters is that you're consistently getting out into new networks, networks that you would not have been able to get to by yourself. That's the power of what partnerships get to do. So you need to consistently be looking for new partnerships. If you're a local business, something which we've just done very successfully with our Los Angeles event that's coming up, is that we found Chamber of Commerce's in that area, and most Chamber of Commerce's also then have a directory of all the businesses that are members. So then therefore, we now had a list of all businesses that saw taking their business networking seriously because they were part of a Chamber of Commerce, and we got access to be able to now contact them. So there's another, if you're a local business, maybe be able to go online, find your Chamber of Commerce, and then go, great, who can we partner with to be able to do cross promotions in our local area? Okay, so it doesn't matter what type of business you are, you can do this whether you're a local business, an online business, a professional service business, a B2B, B2C, it does not matter. You've just got to be able to use the tools, use the resources that we have around us right now to be able to find new partners. So what do you do when you find them? Well, it's as simple as send them a message and ask, would they be interested in collaborating? Would they be interested in creating a win-win? Now, listen carefully to that language, because if you go in there saying, oh, I'd love to be able for you to be able to promote us, of course they're not going to. You have to go in with the mindset of, how can I help you? And then from there, the next simple question from them comes, great, how can I help you? And now you go through what your plan is. So as you approach them, you have to be all about, how do we collaborate? How can we do things win-win? What can I do to help you? If you go in with that way of thinking, you're going to have more partners than what you can handle. What a nice problem to have. Hopefully that's been really helpful. If this is the first time you're listening to one of our podcasts, welcome. Make sure you pop over to www.referralmarketingguru.com.au. Great resources, great different webinars and videos up under the resource page. Please feel free to pop along as a guest to Partnership Club, whether that's in North America or in Oceania. And look forward to having you back again at some stage. Take care and have a brilliant week.